This is the 9th track on the Leicester Oral History Trail. Highcross Street used to be Leicester's main street and is one of the most historic areas in the city. Richard III spent his last night alive here. Masonry from the old city jail survives in a wall, and a cross in the road marks a spot of the medieval High Cross. Albert Lynn recalls the early days of coach travel from the Hat and Beaver pub, while Amy Weston describes the area before the 1960s, when it was still residential and the Great Central Railway was only a whistle away. Then former landlord Justin Osborne talks about the final years of the Hat and Beaver, which closed in 2007 and was at number 60.
I started in the travel business in 1929, at the age of 14 years. I worked for a firm called Dean and Dawson's. Train fares, we used to have a special rate called penny a mile tickets, and we used to have weekly and two weekly tickets to as a sort of promotion to get people to travel. But we realised that coach travel was gradually creeping in, and I, as a lad, was given the job every morning. I was a sort of industrial spy. We realised that these coaches were beginning to operate from Leicester, and the place they started from was the public house yard in Highcross Street. I think the public house concerned was the Hat and Beaver. And every morning, coaches would leave from there to Cheltenham, which connected with other places all over the country. And Dean and Dawson's and Cook's realised that if coach travel got popular, they would lose business. So every morning, I would have to go out. This was for a trial period. I would have to go out, sort of in disguise, and hang around Highcross Street and find out how many passengers travelled each day on the coach. And then I would have to report back to the manager, and he would send a report to his head office. When I see St Margaret's bus station now, see the thousands of people there and the number of people leaving every day, I look back and think of the first long-distance coach that operated from Highcross Street.
But also, you know, there used to be a slaughterhouse down Highcross Street, and every Wednesday was cattle day, when they used to march the cattle or the sheep from the cattle market down to this slaughterhouse. Mm. They used to be horrified. The cows, if they got stuck in the entry or something like that, you know, and you couldn't get by. And quite often there'd be some sort of an animal stuck in it, you know, and you couldn't get by. And it sometimes a bit nerve-wracking if you got to pass them and they came on the curb, you know. And also, of course, when the circus or anything was in town, they all came in from the central station, and all the animals used to come up Central Street by the bottom of our street. The lady next door to us, she used to run out with buns for the elephants.
The place hasn't really been altered since the late 60s, early 70s, including the carpet at the back, which is probably older than me. Otherwise, the place has a row of tunnels and running around it, which have all been bricked in over the years. But that would probably be because of the prison over the road, the original prison being over the road, which you can also see just there because it's so listed. There was a small part of listed stonework sitting there. The whole area's riddled with tunnels around here that have been filled in over the years. It's one of the oldest parts of Leicester, as you can imagine, with the Guildhall and everything. It's quite a nice pub in some ways. It's just out of the beaten track. Fortunately, not quite busy enough for my liking, but if actually I had double the amount of customers with the same temperament as I have, it would be the perfect pub. And it's very much a local's local. Some people have been coming in here for 20 years and never actually been into the back room. Others seldom come into the front room. And it's very much a split of trade that way. Everybody knows everybody, and that's something I do like about it. Mainly games players, within things like the skittles, the darts, dominoes, anything like that. Unfortunately, the days of people using pubs like this are going. There's an awful lot of competition now, and people want different things. And a run-down old place like this can't really compete, not in the way it used to be able to.
Incidentally, the tunnels Justin mentioned are probably no more than bricked-up cellars, but there have always been stories of tunnels in this part of the city. For the next stop, move towards the High Street, cross over and walk on for a few metres to the BBC Radio Leicester building.